Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Es sagt, es Mayit Katen, Perigimel, Mishnah Beis, V'elu Mechapsin B'mayit. Following, have a heter to wash their clothes during Chol HaMayit. Abba Medina Sayan is coming from a far place. He didn't have any way of washing his clothes till now, before Yom Tov. Umi Beis Hashivyor, he was a captive. V'ayotzim Beis HaSurim, someone is leaving a prison. Instead of the Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, this means even a prison in the hands of Yidden. Ma'menuda Shatir Lechachamim, where someone who was in Chayrim until now. And the Chachamim were Matir the Chayrim. Chaymi Shanishal Lechacham of Hutter, someone who made a neder. His clothes should not be washed, but he was able to get to a Chacham who knew how to be Matir his neder, to find a Pesach. Chacham said, had you known this, would you have made the neder? And he says, no. And the Chacham says, Mutterlach, Mutterlach, Mutterlach. So all of this was explained in the previous Mishnah. Bottom line is that if he couldn't wash his clothes until Chol HaMoed, we let him do it on Chol HaMoed. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Mitpachos hayadayim. Towels that are used to dry hands, or to wipe your hands during eating. Umitpachos hasaparim. This refers to that special sheet or towel that barbers put on people that are taking haircuts. Umitpachos hasafag, or the towels that are used to absorb the water when you come out of the bathhouse. What do these things have in common? Even if you're going to constantly wash it, it gets dirty again very quickly. And remember what we said before we started this parik. We said that Chazal's primary concern is Chol HaMoed is a convenient time to do the laundry. You know, you're not working then. So we don't want Chol HaMoed to be the official laundry day. It's a day for Simchas Yom Tov. We want you to come into Yom Tov with your laundry done, with your haircut done. You fulfill the mitzvah of preparing properly before the Yom Tov. But in these cases that the Mishnah is enumerating over here, even if he did do it before the Yom Tov, he has to do it again. So the chashash is not nogeya. And the same is true, says the Mishnah Vayter. Hazavin v'hazavis v'anides v'ayaldis. These are all people in situations where there's a tumah that comes out of them. And they have to constantly wash their clothes. V'chala oilin me'tumah l'tahara. All tmeyim. That originally they are metame their clothes when they touch it, like a metzayro or a tamei meis. And they became tar during Chol HaMoed. They couldn't wash their clothes before Yom Tov. They would become Tameh. In all these cases, Hari Elu Mutarin. These people can wash their clothes. They can take haircuts and wash their clothes during Chol HaMoed, V'shakal Adam Esurin, but other people cannot. Even though it's Letzarech HaMoed, and right now he wants to do it for Simchas Yom Tov. Sometimes, by telling someone, you're not going to look nice on Yom Tov, that's the greatest guarantee that the next Yom Tov he will look good. So once again, chazering over what we learned in Perig Gimel, Mishnah Beis, just like Chazal asked her to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, they also asked her to wash your clothes, even clothes that are Letzorech HaMoed, because we don't want you to bedafka wait until Chol HaMoed to do all your laundry, saying, well, that's when I'm going to have time. However, if somebody taka couldn't do his laundry, couldn't wash his clothes, like he came to Medina Sayyam, of course that means he came Erev Yom Tov, or came during Chol HaMoed, or he was freed from being a captive, or he came out of prison, or he wasn't Chayrim, Chazal were now matir for him to live a normal life, or if someone was able to find a chacham to be matir and neder for him, or certain types of towels that are constantly getting dirty, like mitpachos hasaparim, like the barber's cover. Incidentally, you may ask Akasha, what do you mean the barber's cover constantly gets dirty? I told you not supposed to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. And the answer is that the barber would need it for those people that are allowed to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. Also, the Meiri has a different gersa. He says not mitpachos sapadim, which would mean the towels of barbers, but rather mitpachos soifrim. That means the rebbeim that teach little children. They would spread these nice covers over the chairs or over the tables, so when the children put down their papers, the ksav shouldn't get erased from it. And these are constantly getting dirty because they're little children, and they would learn at night. And sometimes the oil or the chalev would drip from the lecht, from the candle onto it. And there's yet another girsa. This is found in the Nemukah Yosef. Not mitpachos hasaparim, and not mitpachos hasaifrim. We're not talking about the towels of barbers, and we're not talking about the towels of saifrim of the rebbeim. Rather, mitpachos svarim, covers that were used to roll up the svarim in. All their svarim were like Sifrei Torah, and they were constantly being used. Yom Tov was made for learning Torah, so memela, they got dirty quickly. We also said the towels, when you come out of the Beis HaMerechitz, had to be constantly washed, as well as the clothes of people that are tummy, and they have a certain tumah coming out of them, zav and zivas, nidas and yaldas. And we also said, Kalo oilam itumal itahar an chalamoy, like a metzayr or a tamei meis. If he would have washed his clothes till now, he would have been metame them. Whatever he touches becomes tamei, his clothes become tamei. So now's the first time he can really wash his clothes in such a way that it should be tar in different ways, not just to get the spot out of it. He wants it to be tar also. So mimela, he can wash it in chalamoy. All other people, the Mishnah reiterated, and don't fall into any of the categories we discussed in our Mishnah, cannot wash a chalamoy.